miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Champions Tumograft is a personalized approach that's used to determine the appropriate treatment for cancer patients. Dr. David Sidransky is the chairman of Champions Oncology, and here again is Dr. Mike Roizen.
And since we've had questions about where people can find out more through our email line, and anyone can send us an email at udocs@gmail.com, the answer is www.championsoncology, oncology.com. So the questions that came in is related to what if one is in, and we have a station that carries us in Chicago, and this came in from Jane in Chicago. She said, what is the take rate if you got it locally, a biopsy locally in Baltimore, she said, versus one that she gets in Chicago and is sent in via FedEx, she used the name, or if it's the same, then what is the cost and how do they go about getting an insurance company to pay for this?
Yeah, Dr. Mike, all great questions. So let me take that. There are some limitations, and one of them is it has to be fresh, and the other one has to be implanted as soon as possible. Depending on when it's taken in a place like Chicago, it can actually be sent and arrive on the same day to Baltimore. The faster we get it, the better. But generally speaking, it's about 15 or 20% lower the chance if it's sent overnight or from someplace else than if it's done on the same day in the location in Baltimore. We get tumors all the time from the East Coast, including the Boston, New York, Washington, and other areas like Florida and Chicago as well. So we've gotten them and implanted them successfully. The important thing is to get the physician to contact the service, and they'll set everything up. And again, it requires a biopsy or surgery, so it has to be either a physician who's going to be doing the surgery or somebody who's going to be doing the biopsy. And of course, since an oncologist is the one that treats the patient, they need to be involved to make sure that they agree with the procedure and will be willing to work to identify the drug, to do the testing, and to then use that information. Now, one of the other problems, with many of these early technologies is that it is not yet covered by insurance. So the patients have to pay for this out of pocket. We are currently starting validation trials in several cancers to try to get insurance reimbursement at some point, but it will take time. These trials will run over 2 to 3 years, and we have been dedicated to trying to help patients with any solid tumor if they want to go ahead and work with us now to try to get the implantation and testing done. So we offer it essentially as a personal service, but they do have to pay out of pocket. There are two parts to that. One of them is just the implantation and make sure it takes. This is very similar to many other approaches like cord blood, where you do the original collection and just make sure you have it. And then if you need it, because, for example, if you take it out, the tumor that's aggressive but it doesn't recur, we can grow it. Once it grows in the mice, we can store it forever and only take it out when the tumor recurs. So that's just one cost up front to do that. And then afterwards, we basically charge depending on how many drugs have to be tested on the tumor graft.
Now, wait a second. You said something very interesting there, David. You only test this with drugs. In other words, once you grow it in the mouse, you can store it forever, and you only then can test it when it is positive. Is that what you said?
No, so once it's grown, we can actually take it back out and test it at any time. So, for example, if the tumor is aggressive, but the patient is doing well, and the patient wants to wait, and the physician wants to wait to do the testing, we will grow it. Once it grows, there is a way to freeze it, but only after it grows in the mouse, and we can just take it back out in mice again and test it later. But it doesn't change the testing or what we have to do. It just gives us flexibility in terms of when we want to do the more expensive testing. The initial implantation is much cheaper, and it's an easier thing to make a decision on. When the testing is down the road, the patient and physician can make a decision when that's going to happen and how many drug or drug combinations they want to test on the avatar.
So we have a question, and this relates to possibly my misunderstanding as well. The person says here, So that means it isn't that the different chemotherapies aren't tested in mice, but are tested against the tumor in vitro after it's grown in mouse and gotten to be much more of the tumor quantity. Is that right?
So that's so it's partially correct. What happens is when we first put the tumor in a mouse, it's a small tumor or small biopsy. So when it grows and gets bigger, we cut it into pieces and implant it into more mice. So essentially, it's not just one mouse. It becomes a mouse colony. And that mouse colony all has the same, you know, piece of tumor just growing at different times. When we test it, we do test it in mice. It has to be done. Testing has to be done in the mice. The drugs are given to the mice to be able to get the right result, but it's several mice. So it's going to be several mice depending on how many drugs. The more drugs, the more drug combinations, the more mice we test. Once it's propagated and growing as a colony, it's essentially an endless colony. We can keep growing it. We can freeze some of it and grow it later. We can, you know, essentially it's unlimited amount of tumor. And that's another nice advantage to this, is that if tissue is needed afterwards for additional testing not related to what we do, it's also available for the physician.
Now, this is a question that comes from someone who has a tumor that's a rare tumor. And she said, since my tumor in my head is so rare, 1 in 2 million, is there anything specific I should ask the doctors to do to find out what drugs mine would be accessible to, and is mine appropriate for this technique? She doesn't say what type of tumor she has.
Right, that's a good question. And we get a lot of questions about rare tumors. We've seen a lot of patients with rare tumors. One of our most common tumors, for example, is a sarcoma, which is rare, and there's many different types of sarcomas. And when physicians make the diagnosis and the patients look it up on the Internet with some of these rare tumors, they see that there's not been a lot of drug testing because it's hard to run trials on rare tumors. We think that's an excellent situation to be able to implant and develop an avatar. We can test just empirically, which means we can test the common drugs that have activity in cancer and see if anyone will have activity in this rare tumor, or we can also do additional molecular testing. Molecular testing means trying to figure out whether there's changes or mutations within this rare tumor that can help guide us to try to find drugs and then actually test them on the mice. So rare tumors are common in terms of what we get, specifically because there's not a lot of data and not a lot of trials that are done on these rare tumors.
Huh. So we should refer her to you then. Champions Oncology.
Welcome to come to the website and make the connection.
Oh, to the website, championsoncology.com. I'm trying to answer her email as we're going on as well. So championsoncology.com. Joe?
All right, Dr. Mike, thank you very much. Dr. David Sadransky, if you'd like to hear this interview again, you can do that anytime you like at RadioMD.com. Join us on this show weekly on the phone, 877-711-5211. Have a question for Dr. Mike or guests, it's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And thanks a lot for listening. Hope you learned something every week. I certainly do. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.